The Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 10. This is letter number 3191. Baruch Hashem, dated the 15th day of Teves Tavshin Tezvav, Brooklyn. The Rebbe is addressing it to Rav Achosi with the titles Meireinu Rav Nissen Sheyichya Pinson. He was stationed in Tunisia, and the Rebbe is congratulating and telling him that it was very pleasant to get his letter stating that letter dated 6th of Teves, in which he gives the news that those pits that were necessary for making the mikvah kosher have been completed. And the Rebbe says also that they're going to make it in a very beautiful, that aesthetically looks very nice. The Rebbe says it's already known how much our holy Rebbes were, particularly that even aesthetically, externally, the mikveh should look beautiful. So to make sure that there should be nothing preventing, and also to make it as easy as possible for Jewish women, for daughters of Israel, to keep the mitzvah of tahara, the mitzvah of purity. And through the mitzvah that the women use the mikvah, this adds the purity of the entire Jewish people. And this purity, as the Mishnah brings down, eventually that brings to the prophet Eliyahu, and he is going to tell us and give us the news about the coming of Mashiach. So the Rebbe says the merit of the many is hinged on that. So all the people that are going to be using the mikveh, this is their merit you have, because you are providing it for them, those who occupy in building and preparing this. And this is something which is such an important matter in the foundation of our people as a nation. May it be the will of the blessed Hashem that you go from strength to strength to fulfill the mission of the supreme person, the Odom HaElyon Sha'al HaKisei, that is on the throne. Rebbe is referring to the Pasuk of the vision of Yechezkel. He saw that Al HaKisei the Muskimare Odom, that's the supreme man, to continue to do his Shalichas. Rebbe references Lakut HaTorah, and having good health and success in children, life, and food in a wide way. And the Rebbe concludes the bracha with a blessing.